What's your name? What's your sign? What's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo? Bible verse, say. Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about.
Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know.
There's nothing I don't know about you.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Category 5 now, Hurricane Melissa, threatening to dump more than 3 feet of water on Jamaica as it moves toward the island.
This morning, Hurricane Melissa closing in on Jamaica. A storm forecasters warn could be catastrophic. Heavy rain already lashing the island. Up to 40 inches expected in some areas, which could trigger landslides.
That's ABC's Sophie Flay. President Trump is in Tokyo. Part of his Asian tour, he'll meet with the new prime minister, the country's first woman on the job. He'll meet with China's leader, Xi Jinping, on Thursday. The Trump administration cutting off federal food aid as of November 1st, which is this weekend, as the federal government shutdown continues. About 40 million Americans rely on those SNAP benefits. Flights departing out of LAX in Los Angeles halted briefly amid an air traffic control shortage caused by the government shutdown. Those who are working are doing so without pay. This is ABC News. Early voting underway in the New York City mayor's race. Current frontrunner Zohran Mamdani leads his Democratic rival Andrew Cuomo and the Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa in the race as of now. ABC's Sonia Rincon was at a big rally last night.
A packed house at Forest Hills Stadium cheered for Zohran Mamdani and like-minded left-leaning powerful Democrats.
Please consider voting me as your next mayor.
Republican Curtis Sliwa visited a Sikh temple in South Richmond Hill as he vows to stay in the race. Supporters of Andrew Cuomo at a rally in Kew Gardens again called on Sliwa to drop out. Jewish elected and community leaders accused Mamdani of anti-Semitism. But at tonight's rally,
how many of you, like me, are Jews for Zohran?
It's a messy weekend in Mississippi. A tornado touching down, wiping out an apartment building and other structures in the Gulf Coast community of Goshen, where they are assessing other damage today and cleaning up. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This is your reminder that we are in the final days of the City of Park Falls fall cleanup. City residents are urged to clean up their properties at this time, and city trucks will haul leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley until October 31st. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set up for collection within this time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also chip brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley, with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you'd like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for a sign. The City of Park Falls thanks you very much for your cooperation during these efforts to keep our city looking pretty. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., there's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with stuffy herbs, secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. There is pre-order takeout available from November 8th through to the 10th. From 6 to 9 p.m., just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th, beginning at 5 p.m. and running until they're sold out over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Medicare open enrollment began on October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCPHotline@wi.gov.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at monacquacars.com.
It is possible by the end of the week, more than 40 million low-income households will face no food stamp assistance, no help with grocery bills at all. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. But Wisconsin farmers stepping in to help their local communities. That story's next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
The National Farmers Union, along with the Wisconsin Farmers Union and Farmers Union Enterprises, trying to do what they can to prop up rural communities when it comes to food assistance programs and the lack of funding that may occur by the end of the week. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says that they delivered 35,000 pounds of pork to Feeding America in eastern Wisconsin.
Just felt that with the current situation and farmers, especially in a bad spot, but also with the federal government and not knowing if there's going to be SNAP dollars available, wanted to make sure that communities around the upper Midwest had a little bit extra protein to consume and be available for those folks that can't afford to buy it. And, you know, it's one of those things that as farmers, we want to make sure that people have high quality food.
Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says the 35,000 pounds of pork here in Wisconsin, part of a bigger donation effort across five states. They donated a total of 175,000 pounds of pork to five different states.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
And in case you didn't know it, this week is Bat Appreciation Week, not just in Wisconsin, but it's an annual international celebration. Did you know that with over 1,450 species, bats make up about 20% of all mammal species, making them the second largest group of mammals on Earth? Want to learn more about bats? Go to the Wisconsin DNR website and search for bats. That's a quick update on food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays to be made, and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
Pittsburgh will host the Colts. NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there may be a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 30s for a low tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98 Q Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Pulling up now in the parking lot school, gonna ride that cow with a Dallas bull. Everybody in the
a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in here is giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. On a bar stool, doing shots of Jack, girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance, baby? I'm just saying. Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on, talking gone, gone, gone. Turn. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up.
Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. And when she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees. See, I'm amphibious. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. See, I'm amphibious. I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been a type that would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots.
it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Just when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Just when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Still pretty much the same round here. The neighbors still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose, less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my. Still me, don't get me wrong, but I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. For a little while there you had me convinced that my mama was the devil. Now we're talking again. You hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone. Oh baby, since you got gone. And I ain't saying you're the sleep that I lost, but I never slept this good before. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back, I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. Was overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. Cause I got better since you got gone.
station.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98 Q Country.
Where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind.
Tracy Lawrence hanging out on the front porch. 98Q Country. Hello, hello, hello. It's a Monday, and we've got a pretty nice little morning out there. 34 is our temperature. We'll turn this up to about 53 today. Should be in the low 50s, pretty much right through Thursday. The weekend a little bit cooler. A lot of sunshine. I mean, really, we've had a really pretty dry stretch of weather here. Was doing some driving around yesterday, and farmers able to get out in the fields and combine up the corn. Saw a lot of that between here and Eau Claire, so it's been pretty friendly for people to get out in the fields and do stuff, as the rainfall amounts have been minimal for most of us. Again, 34 on our way to about 53 today. How about that wind for those of you tromping around outside? Looks like the wind will be southeast at about 10 to 15, so we'll move it around just a little bit, and we'll remain southeast again tonight. Good weekend. Hope your weekend was good. Fright Fest, maybe you took that in. I saw the big pumpkin drop from, you're wondering what that was Saturday afternoon, right? The chandelier or the little decorative glass thing just kind of... Just a little bit of movement there. You're like, what's that? That was a pumpkin, 900-pound pumpkin. They dropped in downtown Park Falls on Saturday. Looked like everything went good for Fright Fest. We're busy with cross country. We'll talk more about those results and some of the chats we'll have with some of the cross country qualifiers this week in just a little bit. And the Packers win it last night. It's a weird weekend in the NFL. I was just talking to Gray, and Gray made a good point. He said the Lions are probably feeling pretty good about the fact that they just didn't play this weekend because there were a lot of upsets this weekend. The Packers, I don't think the Packers losing to the Steelers would not have been an upset. But it's one of those games you feel you can get, and they did. 35-25, the Packers ended up winning that game. It didn't feel like a shootout, but it ended up being a 60-point game in total. So with, eight weeks of the NFL season in the books, Packers have had their bye week. The number one team in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, 5-1-1. Philadelphia sitting at 6-2. Tampa 6-2. Seattle's right there, 5-2. The Bears had a bad loss over the weekend. The way they were rolling along, they thought maybe they could go into Baltimore, win that game without Lamar Jackson, but it didn't happen. So the Bears sit at 4-3 now after their loss over the weekend. But all is not lost for the Bears. Still off to a pretty good start. Remember, didn't they start like 3-1 last year or something like that, and then it all went south. Bear fans hoping that doesn't happen. Vikings, of course, they played last Thursday. If you call that playing, they're 3-4. So we'll get the gray area in here a little bit after 8. We'll talk a little bit more about football. We'll talk about other stuff, too, that has wandered through the minds of Greg Gunderson and myself, Joel. Can be a scary trip, but we'll do that during the gray area this morning a little bit after 8 o'clock. Let's get you updated at 6:32, twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Category 5 now, Hurricane Melissa threatening to dump more than 3 feet of water on Jamaica as it moves toward the island.
This morning, Hurricane Melissa closing in on Jamaica. A storm forecasters warn could be catastrophic. Heavy rain already lashing the island. Up to 40 inches expected in some areas, which could trigger landslides.
That's ABC Sophie Flay. President Trump is in Tokyo. Part of his Asian tour, he'll meet with the new prime minister, the country's first woman on the job. He'll meet with China's leader, Xi Jinping, on Thursday. The Trump administration cutting off federal food aid as of November 1st, which is this weekend, as the federal government shutdown continues. About 40 million Americans rely on those SNAP benefits. Flights departing out of LAX in Los Angeles halted briefly amid an air traffic control shortage caused by the government shutdown. Those who are working are doing so without pay. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Cleaned out your medicine cabinet but missed Saturday's drug take-back day? No worries. You can safely dispose of your unused meds at one of Wisconsin's permanent drug drop boxes on your schedule. You can find a collection site near you at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Price County's drop boxes are at the Park Falls Police Department and the Price County Safety Building. November 1st, from 2 to 4 p.m., it's the third annual Lugerville Trunk or Treat. Be sure to bring your little ghouls and goblins to Lugerville for candy and fun. This will be taking place at Crane Chase Bar and Grill, Flambeau Sports General Store, and Goble South Fork. If you're interested in donating or participating, you can contact one of the businesses. They want people to decorate their vehicles at all three locations. Once again, this is taking place November 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. over in Lugerville. Wisconsin could have a state microbe, Isabella Nieto reports.
A bill proposed in Madison last week would add a type of bacterium to the list of official state symbols, like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. Lactococcus lactis is a bacterium used in cheesemaking, including cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and colby, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. A plant pathologist at UW-Madison says Wisconsin has a, quote, microbial economy. And in addition to cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are all products of microbial processes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brumain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays to be made, and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
Pittsburgh will host the Colts. NBA. The Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, we had coverage of cross-country sectionals on Saturday, and what a day it was at the Phillips cross-country sectional, as the Phillips boys and girls teams both advance on, Phillips finishing in second place behind sectional champ Riblake Prentice. So both Riblake Prentice boys and the Phillips boys advance on to state. On the girls' side, it was Phillips winning the team title with Washburn coming in second place. Leah Harper won the individual championship for the girls, and it was Gavin Esterholm setting a course record and winning the boys' side. Haley Bodo of Shawamigan also qualifying individually. We'll talk more about this a little bit later on, and we'll have some of the audio from Saturday also posted a little bit later on this morning, too, to 98qcountry.com. And congratulations to the Prentice girls volleyball team. They are regional champs. They defeated Mellon. You heard that game on Saturday night, 25-23, 25-23, and 25-10. So Prentice now will travel to rival Riblake for the sectional semifinal on Thursday. And Jeff Haken will be there with a call of that game right here for you Thursday on 98Q Country.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there may be a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 30s for a low tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98Q Country.
Hey, it's Corey Kent. I didn't know that it would take you this
hard, the damn is hard. Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low, and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
there's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Country.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland alive? Foot blue jean night. Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got a hallelujah. Everybody been through a little hell. When you're rolling down the two-lane highway and you turn your radio on, tell me which one hits you, baby. Yeah, what's your country song? Yeah, what's your country song? Do you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen?
country song.
Thomas Rhett at 98Q Country, Monday morning. My question to you today, has your dog stopped looking at you funny and forgiven you for the costume that you made it wear over the weekend? I'm just asking that. I saw some of the photos of the pooch pageant. It was pretty good, though. It's pretty good. We're coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios this morning. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people. Dog treats heal everything. So you're good on that, right? Okay. We have a lot to talk about here this morning. We have a busy week again. We have qualified several of our area cross-country runners for state, and we'll welcome them in, as we do each year, Wednesday morning in the 9 o'clock hour on Reality Radio. That is the time we have set aside to feature our cross-country athletes from Phillips and Shawamigan and Rib Lake Prentice. So we'll do that this morning. Football had some playoffs over the weekend, not some regional teams in action. So we'll talk a little bit about how that went. And, of course, National Football League. We'll save some of that chatter for the gray area because Gray was a little bit,
yeah,
and Packer fans should be a little bit excited this morning, because I still don't think the Packers have played their best football yet, but they're finding a way to get the win. It was better last night. The Steelers defense is not very good, but we'll save that for a little bit later. And some of the other upsets over the weekend. If you're a Falcons fan right now, you're just like, really? I mean, we were feeling pretty good about where this team was going, and then the Dolphins, who were just horrible, come in. They just annihilated the Falcons yesterday. Well, maybe not annihilate, but they beat them. And same with the Bengals. Bengals thought they were back on track. The Jets come in, get their first win of the season. They beat the Broncos, and that was, I think that was in Denver, too, wasn't it? That's just dumb. That's just not right. It's just not right at all. And the Bears thought their season was, you know, looking at 5-2, you know, going into Baltimore, no Lamar Jackson. No. That didn't happen. The Ravens got out to a 10-6 lead at halftime. They pulled away at the end with a 30-16 victory yesterday. And 49ers, we thought they were maybe the real deal. No, they lose at Houston. Yesterday, every week is an island. Don't get too excited that your team is good. Don't get too bummed out that your team stunk, because the next week can be totally different. It does not matter. It does not matter. Injuries play a big part in that, game planning and all that stuff. It looks like Tampa Bay might be for real, though. Yeah. I mean, the Saints aren't a good team, but they went on the road. And we know this for sure. The Cowboys have now given up, did I see this right, 40 points in 5 games this year. So the Cowboys' defense, not good. And Danny Dimes and the Colts, I don't know. So I said I wasn't going to talk NFL, and we did. But we will talk with Gray, 8 o'clock, Gray Area this morning here on 98Q. Words of wisdom for a Monday, the 27th day of October. Let's focus on the family.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You know, it's tragic how often we forget what truly matters in life until it's almost snatched away from us. Author Philip Yancey discovered that the hard way. One winter's day, he was driving along a mountain road in Colorado when he hit ice and lost control of his car. It rolled 5 times and he suffered a broken neck. At the hospital, a doctor told him his crushed vertebrae was right next to an artery, and it was very possible he wouldn't survive surgery. Needless to say, the important things in his life became instantly crystal clear, and it wasn't his possessions, his job, or finances that flashed before his eyes. The things he spent so much time thinking about each day suddenly became trivial. What did matter in that moment? Well, you may want to take note of his answers, because I think what he learned applies to all of us. The first is, who do I love? The second, have I lived a life that matters? And finally, am I ready for what awaits me after this life? No matter who we are, those are the bedrock questions of life. The challenge is allowing them to guide our day-to-day activities so we're focusing long-term on what really matters. How tragic if we wait until life is nearly snatched away from us before we understand its true significance. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, where your do-it-best store is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Ready to start your next home project? ABC Home Expert has you covered. Now open in Park Falls at 500 Birch Street in the newly remodeled former Wakefield Chiropractic Building. Whether it's updating one room or tackling a full home remodel, ABC is your one-stop shop for expert advice, quality materials, and dependable contractors. They offer free quotes, 3D designs, and projects completed on time and on budget, all backed by a 2-year warranty. ABC Home Expert. Call 715-890-8088 or stop in today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. Call us today.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Oh, my head. Oh, my head. I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress spin. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, she'd make me break out of my guitar.